Good afternoon. Welcome to the Econews Report. I'm your host this week, Jennifer Kalt, Director of Humboldt Baykeeper. The Econews Report is brought to you by the North Coast Environmental Center, publisher of our regional environmental newspaper, Econews. Last Saturday was Earth Day, and hundreds of thousands of people marched for science in over 600 cities around the world. An estimated 3,000 people participated in the Humboldt March for Science in Arcata to raise awareness of the importance of science and to show support for funding scientific research that is independent of political agendas. The Trump administration's proposed budget cuts to federal science programs are unprecedented and would drastically shrink agencies such as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, National Institutes for Health, and even the National Weather Service. Perhaps even more disturbing is that under the current administration, censorship of federal agencies and scientists is very real. It is critical that policies affecting our health and environment be evidence-based. The application of science to policy is not a partisan issue. Science should never be rejected based on personal beliefs. Yet science, particularly climate science, is under attack from agenda-driven special interest think tanks that sow confusion by spinning science they don't like as unsettled and in dispute. It is the nature of science that it is always up for debate. That is, by definition, the scientific method and the peer review process. Saturday's March for Science was more than a protest of funding cuts and censorship. It was a celebration of science, bringing together people from all walks of life, including scientists, to focus on the role that science plays in our lives. Here in Northern California, many scientists are graduates of Humboldt State University, which was well represented at the march. In Arcata, your mail carrier, bartender, or grocery clerk is more likely to have a science background than not. The Humboldt March for Science was unique in that it featured a science expo showcasing the work of local scientists, including students, agencies, tribes, and nonprofits. I interviewed people at the expo about why they were marching for science. I'm here with Ross Taylor, fisheries biologist, who's actually the mastermind behind this whole thing. How did you get the idea to do the March for Science, Ross, and what motivated you to put this on and take on this huge volunteer task?
Well, I joined the National March for Science Facebook page. 2 days later, I talked to a few friends and said, we really need to do something like this in Arcata. So we started our own Facebook page. And next thing you know, we had 2,500 people, most of them very happy, and started planning this event. I did it because I'm concerned as a scientist about what's going on in Washington, D.C. We need facts. We need science guiding public policy. We're having a great turnout today.
What do you hope to accomplish after today is over? I mean, this is a great celebration, bringing lots of people together to learn about science in our community. What are we going to do to keep it going after the march is over?
I hope events like this get people to stay more politically motivated and become active and more aware that their voice and their votes and sending emails and making phone calls does make a matter, as long as a lot of us do it to affect change.
Thank you so much for putting this on. It's a great event. What a fun time.
Yes, my pleasure.
My name is Solar Bozo. I live near Arcata. I'm an environmentalist and a practitioner of the use of solar energy. I'm anti-nuclear, and I'm marching for science because of those reasons, too. Thank you for this march.
My name is Rowan Collins. I live in Arcata. I'm a student at HSU studying oceanography, and I'm marching for science because I love the world's oceans.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth Garner, and I live in Arcata, and I'm a political organizer for People Power Lunch. Marching for science today because science is sort of the basis of everything we're doing, but I'm specifically participating in the expo because I want to let people know how they can effectively call their legislators and other decision makers to let them know their opinions. So come on down to the D Street Neighborhood Center.
My name is Laura Kadlicek. I live in Arcata, California. I'm a project manager, and I'm marching for science because we need to continue to support science funding and science programs for the benefit of everyone that lives on the planet.
Hi, my name is Madison Peters. I live in Arcata, and I work at the North Coast Environmental Center as the Coastal Programs Coordinator. And I am marching for science because I believe that it is important for facts to be out there, and that science is science. To affect change, we all need to, like, put our foot forward and make it happen.
My name is Stephen Coleman, and I live in Blue Lake. I'm a tribal employee for the Blue Lake Rancheria, and I'm also a commissioner for the Harbor District. And I'm marching for science because science is important in our decision-making and having a fact-based system of planning and development and taking the holistic approach to community, environment, and people is the only way that we're going to survive these trying times.
My name is Tim Nelson. I live in McKinleyville. I'm a natural resources director for the Wiat Tribe, and I'm marching for science to make people aware of how federal funding and the ceaseness of potential federal funding could impact tribes and stop the pivotal work that people like myself and people in my department do to help protect the tribal resources that the Wiat Tribe depend on.
Could you give a couple examples of the type of work that you do that's dependent on federal funding?
Sure. We have a water quality program that we're constantly monitoring the wetlands water quality on the reservation. The EPA also has a Safe Drinking Water Act, which helps with compliance monitoring for water quality on the reservation. We have a non-point source pollution program to protect the water quality from pollution sources such as stormwater runoff, roads runoff. We have a fisheries program that is fully funded through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and through NOAA to monitor Pacific lamprey and green sturgeon.
Great, thanks. Can you tell people what NOAA stands for?
Sorry, NOAA stands for National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
My name is Zoe. I live in Eureka. I am a soil scientist for Dirty Business Soils, and I'm marching for science because I believe in the power of making science-based decisions.
My name is Mackenzie Spencer. I live in McKinleyville, California, and I'm marching for science because it's what I believe in.
Hello, my name is Arnie Jacobson. I live in Arcata. I am a professor at Humboldt State University in the Environmental Resources Engineering Department and director of the Schatz Energy Research Center. And I'm marching for science because science is important and it needs to be the center of decision-making for certain kinds of decisions.
Hello, my name is David Narum. I live in Arcata. I work for the Blue Lake Rancheria Department of Energy and Technologies, and I'm marching for science because we progress as a species and as a planet not by hiding from the truth or faking facts, but by exposing what lies under reality.
Hi, my name is Hélène Rivier. I live in Eureka, California, and I'm an ADEM delegate to the California State Convention. And I'm marching for science because I believe that science is the way that we make the changes needed to save this planet.
Hi there, my name is Dana Stolzman, and I'm here participating in the March for Science on behalf of salmon and watershed restoration.
And why are you marching for science?
I'm marching for science because science trumps insanity.
Mike Manitas. You know, I'm just thinking that it's about time that scientists and people who are aware of what's going on go on the offensive. And I know it's going to offend a lot of people, but we need to start getting away from all the little nitpicking of whether it's a hoax or not a hoax or this or that and start looking at the impacts. I mean, just the other day, I was really kind of looking at the slide on Highway 101. And, you know, is that due to climate change? Yes, it is. And I've been seeing the word climate disaster instead of climate change. Why? Well, we went through several years of drought, okay, and then we had record rainfall, okay, and all the climate models say that we're going to have extremes on all ends, okay? Well, the earth gets saturated, the earth breathes, the earth is whatever it is, and it creates a landslide. Gosh, what's the impact of that? Economic impact? Gosh, are we getting materials in and out of Humboldt County? Hey, a lot of businesses are really hurting, you know? What's the social impact of all that? Gee, my daughter wanted to come up from Napa, I had to go all the way around and was lucky to get through 299, which is also an impact. And so we need to start talking about the impacts and what the implications of all those are on us, as opposed to whether, hey, you know, March was the warmest month on record, you know? Well,
thanks, Mike.
All right.
This is Johnny Calkins. I live in McKinleyville, California. Fabulous McKinleyville. I'm a good bocce player. I love to play bocce. And I'm marching for science because it matters, and it's how we figure things out. That's why I'm here.
My name is Mike Wilson, and I live in Arcata, California. And I'm an environmental engineer and a 3rd District Humboldt County supervisor. I am marching for science because if we don't make our decisions based on science and facts, we're really going to regret it.
Hi, my name is Jay Patton. I live in Manila, and I'm a geologist, and I prefer opinions that are based on fact rather than opinions based on imagination.
Hi, my name is Sarah Bolster. I live in Humboldt County, and I'm a geologist. I say, just say no, K-N-O-W.
Hi there, my name's Jim Zolik. I live in Bayside. I am a human being here on planet Earth and a research engineer at the Schatz Energy Research Center. And I am marching for science because it's important, because science is under attack from chumps like Trump, and also because I see all kinds of smiley human faces here that are interested in science, can make use of science to solve problems and make our life on planet Earth a more, what's the word I'm looking for? A healthier one. How's that? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Summer, and I live here in Arcata. I'm a midwife and a mother. I'm marching for science today because I love my country, and I think that science is integral to our society and how we move forward in the world, and I want to stand as a patriot in support of the sciences. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Max Russolo, and I live in Sunny Bray, Blue Lake, Arcata, all over the northern Humboldt. I'm a physician assistant, have a foundation in sciences, and I'm marching for science because I see it as foundational to this country moving forward in a progressive way and being able to respond to the challenges that are on the horizon.
My name is Ethan Bailey. I live in Arcata, California. I'm a student at HSU, and I'm marching for science because I believe that it's best for the community to be knowledgeable on all things.
Hey, my name is Stephen Shade. I currently live in Arcata, California, and I am an ecological technician for a really cool small nonprofit out of Blue Lake called Integral Ecology Research Center. And I'm marching and advocating for science because it kept my brother alive when he had cancer as a kid. And he's still here now. He's getting married in September.
My name is Annie. I live in Arcata. I'm an environmental science student at HSU and an employee at the North Coast Environmental Center. And I'm marching for science because I love my planet and I want to have a job someday.
Hi, my name is Dan Tangney. I live here in Arcata. And I teach high school down in Fortuna, and I'm marching here for science today because I'm a believer, and I can't imagine this planet surviving without us all standing up for the truth behind science.
Hi, my name is Sherry Wu, and I sit on the board of directors for the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District. I live in Fieldbrook. One of the reasons why I am a director is I'm interested in where our water comes from, and that's what Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District is all about. Water comes from Ruth Lake, travels along the Mad River. We do some treatment to it, takes out some of the sediment, basically the mud, out of the water, and that's what our display here is all about. And I guess the reason I am marching for science is the Water District, we use a lot of science to get the water clean enough so that everybody can drink it and it's safe.
My name is Desiree. I live in Eureka. I am an environmental scientist. I believe marching for science because of the fact that we shouldn't even need to march for science. And science should not be silenced, and that's the only way we will progress as a society.
My name is Mike Wallace. I live in Eureka. I'm a fish biologist, and I'm marching for science because people need to pay attention to what's happening around the world.
Hola, yo me llamo Jasmine Segura, y vivo en Eureka. Yo soy una finquera, y trabajo una finca, y yo estoy marchando hoy porque es importante ser una voz por las cosas que sobreviven en nuestra comunidad que no tienen voz. Las plantas, los animales, y los niños para el futuro, para la economía.
My name is Katie Gurren. I live in Arcata. I'm a hydraulic engineer, and I'm marching for science because I'm very concerned about our climate.
My name is Will. I live in Arcata. I am a biologist filmmaker, and I'm marching for science because I want to be here to help document this.
My name is Kat. I live in Arcata. I'm a biologist, and I'm marching for science because we only have one planet.
My name is Patty Torres. I live in Arcata. I am a technician for the Wiat Tribe Natural Resources Department, and I am marching for science because I believe it's important to educate future generations.
My name is Mary Burke. I live in McKinleyville, California. I'm an elected official, and I'm marching for science because science is real.
Hi, my name is Richard Salzman. I live in Arcata, California. I'm a political activist and an agent for Commercial Illustrators. I'm marching for science because I believe in facts. I think that tested, peer-reviewed information is what we should base our decisions on. I wish my elected officials felt the same way, all of them.
Hi, my name is Carol Vandermeer, and I live in Manila. I am a naturalist, and I am marching for science because it is a powerful way to understand our world.
My name is JC Gabriel. I live in Eureka. I am a student at Washington School. I'm marching for science because students should learn science in school so they know how the ecosystem works.
My name is Emerson. I live in Arcata, and I'm marching for science because there is no planet B.
My name is Brett Watson. I live in Arcata, California. I'm a small business owner, and I'm marching for science because I like science.
Hi, my name is Tofu. I live in Arcata, and I'm a sound engineer and an Earth Firster. I'm marching for science because the scientific method is going to help us figure out all the problems that science has created for us.
You're listening to the Eco News Report. I'm your host, Jennifer Kalt, reporting from the Humboldt March for Science in Arcata on Earth Day 2017. Well, the Science Expo was a very exciting and engaging event where hundreds of people came and participated in lots of hands-on activities, and kids marveled at the tsunami tank and all kinds of other activities. The rally was a somewhat more reflective event in which many speakers addressed the reasons for the march and why scientists felt the need to march for science. First up is Michael Furness, who is a climate scientist and sea level rise expert, who is also a former hydrologist with the United States Forest Service.
Scientists are typically really careful to maintain their objectivity so that they can be trusted to be objective, that their findings and advice is without bias or faction. So you won't often find working scientists engaged in political action or even making policy recommendations unless they are quite specifically asked to do that. So we maintain a firewall of sorts between science and policy so as not to compromise that reputation for objectivity, keeping our preferences for how the world ought to work to ourselves. And disagreements about policy are utterly normal, but scientists tend to stay out of them. And so some scientists have publicly stated that we really shouldn't have a march like this or that they wouldn't participate in the march. But that this is happening is, against that backdrop, is another amazing thing. When the very science we do is misrepresented, when lies are being told about the science, when support for science and education and truth is under attack, science is being actively suppressed, when our presumption that facts speak for themselves is undermined, then we need to engage. Like other scientists, I've been trained to be objective, and I believe it's important that we be reliably objective. But we are human beings on the planet, and we see a clear and mounting threat. So to not engage, to insist that the firewall between science and policy is somehow absolute, and to stay silent and invisible and sitting down, this, in my view, is a bigger compromise. So not engaging is a message that we can be ignored, that our work can be defunded, our integrity intact, and that scientific truths that we seek and are finding can be lied about with impunity. Staying silent in the face of dishonesty and defunding of science and science education will have far greater consequences than some imagined loss of objectivity or reputation.
Next is Poppy George, who is a descendant of Hoopa, Karuk, Yurok, and Chimerico people, and she is also a board member for the Klamath River Renewal Corporation, which is the nonprofit organization taking the lead on removing the four lower Klamath dams. And in the beginning, you'll hear her granddaughter giggling a little bit in the background.
Our entire existence depends on the health of the environment. Our religion, place on Earth, is a very symbolic type of lifestyle. The daily rules that we live by are governed by all of those things we are surrounded by, the environment. For example, we all have culture, we all have religion. In our Native American religion, I'll give you an example of a young girl who is coming of age. She's faced with the challenge of making herself a ceremonial dress. And on that ceremonial dress will be many items from the forest, from nature. They'll all symbolize a lesson that she will live her life by. Cedarberry, pine nut, bear grass, deer hide, abalone. All of those symbolic things will lead her and guide her through life to make good choices, to be a good human being. If she veers from those lessons that are handed to her from nature, she may fall off her path. She may go astray. She may turn to drugs. Something bad could happen. So we go back to our roots of what was handed to us from higher powers. And that's nature. And that's why it's so important to us to turn the world back and bring it back into balance for everyone. Again, as you are aware, our world is deeply out of balance due to mass environmental destruction across the country and around the world. This, I believe, stems from bad politics and corporate greed. Tribes, conservation groups, coastal fishermen, and entire communities, among others, suffer from this destruction. We are here today to show our appreciation to all of the scientists who fight so hard to bring our communities back in balance.
Next up is Luther Cobb, who is a local surgeon, and he is also past president of the California Medical Association.
Science has been decried by some as merely another system of belief, something you can believe in or not. It is anything other than that. It's a systematic, codified, peer-reviewed, and reliable method of asking questions and deriving reliable answers. It is a cogent system, not a belief system. Especially since the middle of the last century, the federal government has been very involved in providing support for basic science as well as applied science. In the 1950s, when the structure of DNA was decoded, it was thought to be an item of theoretical interest alone, and now we know what enormous advances have come about in medical treatment and in basic research since that time, based on those small facts, and there are so many more. Science is not a matter of belief, but a method. And as such, it is apolitical and it is nonpartisan. The search for scientific validity benefits all of us. I see every day in my practice the value of science, and failure to support science is to abandon ourselves to the forces of illogic and unreason, and we must refuse to do that. Thank you.
This next speaker is Rich Boone, who is the Dean of the College of Natural Resources and Sciences here at Humboldt State University.
Science is about forming hypotheses or ideas about how the world works, then trying to disprove those hypotheses. It's like building a greenhouse and then trying to break its windows by throwing rocks at it, trying to tear it down. When we come up with a hypothesis, we actually ask others to join with us and try to break down that greenhouse, to break the windows with rocks. And if we do destroy the greenhouse, we try to build a better one based on the evidence. It's a cycle of construction, destruction, and construction again. And for me, that's science. Science would be much more transformative and beneficial if scientists were not predominantly white men like me from relatively economically privileged backgrounds. Very simply, diversity creates quality. Science, and we have work to do as scientists and as scientific institutions. Science and the institutions that support it have created severe barriers to women, people of color, to people in the LGBTQ community, and to others who are not privileged. The institutions that create scientists and employ them should be ashamed of those barriers. The quality, value, and beauty of science would be so much greater if science was more welcoming to people other than just people like myself, an older white man who came from a relatively privileged background. We need to do better. Keep beating this drum. Hold institutions accountable so they are welcoming to all scientists, so their policies encourage diversity and become an agent of change. And on that note, I want to mention, I believe you as individuals can also be an agent of change to promote diversity in science.
And next is Mary Burke, who is a restoration scientist working for Caltrout. And she's also recently been elected to the board of McKinleyville Community Services District.
Scientific inquiry and debate, as we just heard, is how we define and refine scientific truths. It's also how we define problems that we face. And when people with power reject emergent scientific truths, they are simply delaying taking actions that the problems so desperately need. Well, actions, that's politics. Finding a cure for disease, funding restoration of ecological processes, regulations on CO2 emissions, these are political decisions. We must work together to elect people who make political decisions based on science. I recently won an election, that's true, but I absolutely did not do this by myself. In fact, the motivation outside of Bernie Sanders' YouTube videos in my kitchen, it came from my neighbors, and the work of campaign was done by energetic and passionate volunteers. When it comes time for the next election cycle, and it's local, step up. Spend a few hours walking door to door, calling people, painting a sign. That old-fashioned stuff really works. If it's a state or national issue, consider traveling to work in a swing district. And here's a little nudge to us youngsters in our 40s, 30s, or 20s. The majority of those energetic and passionate people who worked on my campaign were 10 to 30 years older than me. We've got a lot to learn from our elders. Don't wait to get involved.
The March for Science mission doesn't end here. On Sunday, the National March for Science movement launched a week of action to contact elected officials, support science institutions in our communities, and hold our leaders accountable. To get involved, check out marchforscience.com for more info. Another really important way to get involved locally is to join organizations that work to protect the environment, civil rights, healthcare, and other issues you're most passionate or concerned about. You can sign up for action alerts, stay informed, and most importantly, take action to express your views to your local elected officials. To sign up for Baykeeper Action Alerts, you can send an email to alerts@humboldtbaykeeper.org. You can also visit our website, like us on Facebook, and even follow us on Twitter. I want to thank the March for Science organizers, especially Ross Taylor, Jesse Haba, Nancy Stevens, Christine Cass, Nancy Stevenson, Mike Furness, Vicky Ozaki, Sherry Wu, Dave Franklin, and so many other people. And thanks to all the speakers at the rally and the exhibitors at the Science Expo. Thanks to the many guests who participated in the Humboldt March for Science in Arcata. And to everyone who came out to support science around the world. This has been the EcoNews Report. My name is Jennifer Cult with Humboldt Baykeeper, and I've been your host for the past half hour. If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. If you'd like to replay this interview or share it with others, you can go to the KHSU archives at khsu.org. And now we're podcasting. You can subscribe at iTunes. And please leave us a review. Previous shows are also posted on the North Coast Environmental Center's website at yournec.org. The EcoNews Report is produced at Humboldt State University in cooperation with the North Coast Environmental Center. Many thanks to Fred McLaughlin for engineering. Join us again next week for the EcoNews Report.